The kazoo is back. Name this tune, Neil. It has something to do with our Bob FM Almanac salute. Any idea? Bill Withers.
Oh, sure.
My friend
passed away on Friday.
Yes.
And I think the news came out just minutes after the Almanac. So
had you done Lean on Me, I would have had it, I think, for
you
sure.
You remember this song?
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
that's
pretty catchy open. This is just to use me up. You're going to use me up, is what Bill Withers is saying here. He passed away at 81.
What a great singer.
On just Friday.
Awesome. And writer.
Yeah, just the two of us. I like that. I don't know if he liked it, but because he didn't get any credit on it. It was Grover Washington Jr. who didn't sing on it. Then nowhere on the album or anywhere does it say Bill Withers, although later on in my sound of the 80s, my hits of the 80s, whatever it was from Time Life, it did in parentheses have Bill Withers in there.
Well,
but on the album, it just said Grover Washington Jr., the two of us from 1980. So Bill Withers passed away. Ain't No Sunshine, Lean on Me, just to name a few of his great songs. Very distinctive voice. And you know, if you were going to do another Almanac salute, we could have done one for Tom Dempsey.
Yes,
he was the kicker who kicked the 63-yard field goal in 1970, a game winner, probably at Tulane Stadium. They hadn't built the Superdome yet.
And what was so great about that one, the goalposts were in the front, so he kicked it from his own 37.
37-yard line to win the game.
That is crazy.
He
when
passed
you see
away.
Him, I'm going, what is he doing kicking a field goal from the 37? And then he made it.
And he's a straightaway kicker.
Straight on.
It had to have been that foot. He had a half a foot. He was born without toes. And he was able to boot it, because I don't think there's any other straightaway kicker that could go even beyond 50, barely. Rick Danmeyer could, 47 was about his limit.
Yeah.
And what was Freddie Cox? He wasn't much longer than that, was he, as far as
40,
his limit?
40 to 45, and then as he got older, I always felt a little better when he was at the 32.
Extra points look so funny. I was watching some old Vikings video. Extra points when the goalpost was at the goal line, they look so funny because they're basically a 7-yard kick.
Right.
You know? It's weird. Yeah. Anyway, so Tom Dempsey, and he passed away of complications from COVID-19 at the age of 73.
Yep.
That was this date, or some birthdays or some deaths over the weekend, guys, and people that we are saluting on the Bob Almanac with the Bob Almanac salute. Monday, August 6th, 97th day of the year. We have 269 remaining. Maybe familiar with this fanfare. The first ever modern Summer Olympics. 1896 this date, getting underway. James Conley from America. Here's a trivia question, an answer to a question for you. James Conley, American athlete, became the first Olympic champion of the modern era. He wins the triple jump.
Very nice.
The old triple jump.
And that was in Athens, right, in Greece?
Correct. Yes. So on this date in 1917, the U.S. declared war on Germany. We finally entered World War I. Woodrow Wilson was trying to keep us out.
Yeah, he said we weren't going to go in.
And have you seen the movie 1917? We just saw that this weekend.
I want to see it for
rented
sure.
It on
I hear
the,
it's good.
In the home theater there, and it was enjoyable. Very
was good. Okay.
It's unique because it has the... It has the feel. They filmed it as though it's one continuous camera shot. Obviously, they didn't. There's some tricks in there for edits and cuts and things. But it feels like, and it looks like, it's all one camera and all one shot through the entire thing.
Very cool. I got to see it.
1917. 1930.
This is Twinkie the Kid. Ever wonder how they get that creamy filling into the middle of a Twinkie's cake?
Well,
these kids have some pretty good ideas.
No, I didn't wonder because I could see the three little holes and little dots on the bottom. You could see where the little thing shot up in there and inserted the cream filling. Really wasn't that hard, Twinkie the Kid.
Right.
You know, I had a Twinkie not too long ago. It was the first one in a long time. They're not as good as I remember.
I bought the chocolate one with the...
Now that is,
and that I liked.
That's just wrong. So yeah, Hostess Twinkies invented on this date, 1930. 1938, DuPont. Roy Plunkett and Jack Reebok, who are researchers for DuPont, accidentally created the chemical compound that was later marketed as Teflon. We would not have had the Metrodome roof without this. 1938. We might have another Metrodome mention or two later on. The Capitol Tower. You know that round building where Capitol Records is based in Hollywood, California?
Yes.
That was dedicated on this date. It was, believe it or not, in 1956, the first circular office tower designed in America.
Huh.
13 stories tall, 92 feet in diameter.
Come on, baby!
So this date in the Soviet Union, Russia's official newspaper, Pravda, is pro-communism newspaper. I don't know if you knew that. So Pravda warns Soviet teens of the decadent dangers of the new twist dance. So
really?
Teenagers in the Soviet Union could hear chubby checkers sing the twist because Radio Free Europe would stretch into the Soviet Union. So they warned the use of the dangers. What do you think are the dangers of twisting? You know, maybe pressure on the hip flexor.
Yes, yeah, it'd be a hip injury.
The groins are difficult.
Right.
And, you know, maybe even the knees a little bit. There's some unnatural twisting in there.
Yeah, you could.
Does the twist promote capitalism, though? Is there anything in there about a free market system? I don't know. I've never heard.
I don't understand that.
I know the lyrics of the twist, and there's nothing in there about free market system, about capitalism, about down with communism. There's nothing negative in there about communism that I know. So I don't know what kind of problem Pravda had with the twist.
It sounds like they're just encouraging you to do the twist,
right?
For the most part.
Well, they were big Fats Domino fans. So they wanted to promote Fats Domino.
Oh, that's good.
Over Chubby Checker.
That's a good play.
That
too.
Was in 62, 1980.
Those did pop up notes pop up one at a time from the handy dispenser.
Sense of excitement in Neil's voice there about Post-it notes. He's a big fan. Post-it notes were invented on this date. Actually, they were introduced by our friends at 3M.
Yeah.
1980, this date, and that's another product where it's used, and they call everything Post-it notes, like Kleenex and Velcro and whatever, when there are other competitors out there. Other companies make sticky notes. Everybody calls it a Post-it. 3M, 1980, 1982.
So once the excitement of being inside this huge dome finally died down tonight, the fans focused on the action between the Minnesota Twins and the Seattle Mariners. After all, that's who they really came to see here tonight. The game is still going on. It's the bottom of the
live 10 p.m. newscast report from Stan Turner on Eyewitness News. The first ever regular season game for the Minnesota Twins, the Metrodome. Largest crowd to ever see a baseball game in Minnesota, 52,279.
Nice.
Saw the Twins lose to the Seattle Mariners. Pete Redfern was your starting pitcher. Dave Engel, the first Twins home run, but they would lose 11-7.
Ah.
Unfortunately.
Missed it by that much.
They lost 102 games. It wouldn't be the first or the last loss.
No.
That year.
We piled them up.
10 years later.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Metrodome for tonight's national championship game between the Michigan Wolverines and the Duke Blue Devils. And now let's meet the starting lineups.
We don't have time to meet the starting lineups, although, of course, that Wolverines team, that was the young Fab Five, made their way all the way to the national championship game. 1992 at the Metrodome, Mike Krzyzewski and his Duke Blue Devils winning the national title, first Final Four ever held at the Metrodome. That was part of that big 91-92 stretch, Neil.
Yeah, when we had all the big sporting events.
It was big. Twin Cities, the epicenter of the sporting world. So that was 92 at the Metrodome. 1998.
Her records, the best known being Stand By Your Man, sold over 30 million copies during a career spanning a quarter of a century. She was married 5 times and had several major illnesses.
News report of Tammy Wynette's passing on this date. It was a controversial passing.
Yes.
There was some mystery behind it. They exhumed her body to do some more tests and things to see how she passed away. Her family was involved. It was kind of messy.
It was.
That was the state in 1998. We lost some greats.
She was young.
We lost some greats. She's only 55.
Yeah.
We lost some greats on this date.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston, one of the greats we lost on this date. 2008, he was 84. 2016, this date.
Country music legend Merle Haggard has died on his birthday.
The country music star was one of the founding fathers of the Bakersfield sound. His family confirming the news to 23ABC this morning.
That's a news outlet from Bakersfield. So that's right there in the heart of Merle Haggard Country. 2016, he had performed at the Minnesota State Fair the previous summer.
2015, yep.
So that was 2016, Merle passing away. What was his age? He was 79 years old. And then 3 years ago,
Bob Newhart made the claim that he was my closest friend. I have never met Bob Newhart.
They were close friends. Newhart and wife Ginny releasing a heartfelt statement hours after Rickles died of kidney failure at the age of 90.
Mr. Warmth, Don Rickles, also passed away this date 3 years ago.
Nobody called anybody a hockey puck any better.
It was a term of endearment.
It really
you
was.
Wanted to be called a hockey puck by Don Rickles. And then a year ago,
a big day for NASA researchers. They believe they heard an earthquake on Mars. Listen in.
Sounds like indigestion to me. That doesn't really sound like an earthquake or a Mars quake. Can't be an earthquake if it's on Mars, right? Be a Mars quake.
It would be a Mars quake, yes. Come
Mars,
on, get it right.
Mars bar. So that was a year ago. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
And how you doing, Chewbacca? You still hanging around with this loser?
Hello, what have we here?
Welcome, I'm Lando Calrissian. I'm the administrator of this facility. And who might you be? Welcome, Leia.
He was just a bit sleazy.
Yes, I would say yes.
Lando Calrissian. He was the director of Cloud City. You know him well, don't you?
I don't know about well.
Billy D. Williams, 83 today. How about Cliff Clavin?
Well, what I can't fathom is how one can drink ice-cold beer in freezing weather.
Cliff, explanation, please.
Now, how do you know he has one?
$5 says he does, 10 says it's a doozy.
When the British ruled the Punjab, $10 all the way. They drank steaming hot pots of tea on the hottest days of the year to balance.
He doesn't get any better than Cliff Clavin. Cliff and Norm, what a team.
They were great.
John Ratzenberger, name three people that have never been in my kitchen. He's 73 today. Here's a guy pitched for the Twins. You may know him as Bert.
Bert, the home boy, love it.
I think when Chris Berman puts a label on you, you know, you're labeled for life, more or less. And I have a license plate that says, be home by 11.
Bert Blylevin, happy birthday today. He is 69, almost 70 for Bert. Had a big curveball. That
he
was
did.
A 12-6er.
Yeah, one of the best, for sure.
Hall of Famer and still part of the Twins broadcast crew on television. Works with Dick Bremer. And, of course, the other thing, Twins probably don't win the 87 World Series if they don't go out and get him
right
at the end of the 85 season. From the Cleveland Indians.
Yep. Still had some good innings left.
I think they traded Neil Heaton, if I'm not mistaken.
Good call.
Bert Blylevin, happy birthday. She was Nardo.
Sorry, I was just looking at your lovely new hairdo.
Oh, don't lie to me, Joni. It's hideous. It's awful. Look, I wanted this to be the biggest night of my life, and now I can't even go.
It was a bad hair day. A taxi. Mary Lou Henner, Nardo. Mm-hmm. 68 today. Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
He's always funny. I've never been disappointed by one of his performances. Knocked Up, This Is 40, 40-year-old virgin. There's Anchorman. He, of course, is Ant-Man. You know him as Ant-Man. In the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Paul Rudd, 51. He was Kevin's older brother on Wonder Years.
You're going to call her, right?
Darn. I'd been picked up on my brother's misery antenna.
I wasn't going to call her.
Good, because it's a loser's move.
Wayne Arnold from Wonder Years, always giving Kevin a hard time, but that's what older brothers are supposed to do. He was just kind of fulfilling you know, his destiny. Jason Hervey.
You certainly did it to your brothers.
Is 48. You better know it.
Hey, Miss Miller, we just need a stool sample.
Why do you need a stool sample if you think I'm just a nut?
'Cause the answer's not in your head, my dear. It's in your butt.
Ever watch that show, Scrubs? He was J.D., Dr. J.D. from Scrubs. Zach Braff is 45 here today. And Candace Cameron.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Now Candace Cameron Bure.
And the paper boy.
married to the brother of the Russian rocket. DJ from Full House. Can you name all the people on in the Full House there, Neil?
No. I did. I watched it, but
your knowledge of classic 80s sitcoms is just
minimal.
Unbelievably
minimal.
Void. So, Candace Cameron
Cheers.
Bure.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
44 here today for Candace Cameron.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. We have a rather minuscule list here. We're going to jump right down to Academy Award winning actor Walter Huston.
I've dug in Alaska and Canada and Colorado. I was with the crowd in the British Honduras where it made me fare back home and almost enough over to cure me of the fever I'd caught. Dug in California and Australia, all over the world practically. Yeah, I know what gold does to men's souls.
He loves gold.
Yes. Won Oscar for his role in The Treasure of the Sierra Madre.
And that's what that's from.
The very talented Walter Huston, 1884.
He's Angelica Houston's grandfather, by the way.
Very nice.
FYI.
Reporter and radio newscaster Lowell Thomas. No, we didn't get any audio for Lowell, that's right. 1892, you'd recognize his voice most certainly. And remember Hogan's Heroes, it's TV theme time. He was one of the crew, one of the prisoners of war under Colonel Hogan. You had your Carter and your Newkirk and your LeBeau. And then you had the electronics expert, Ivan Dixon. He played Kinchlow, or they just called him Kinch.
He was the one who set up the listening device.
With the coffee pot.
Yeah, with the coffee pot that was in the picture.
Yep.
In Colonel Klink's office there.
Yeah. Ivan Dixon played that part. He was an actor, director, producer, had many directing roles in Quantum Leap, Wonder Woman, Quincy, some good ones there, 1931. And as we mentioned, he died on his birthday. Merle Haggard would have been celebrating today. He was born on this day in 1937, and they're all gone but not forgotten.
I'm going to guess that you're going to feature a mandatory Merle song here during the upcoming Bobathon.
It would be rude if I didn't.
I don't have one in the startup set.
That's all
here,
right.
But,
I'll find one.
Certainly you can find one later on. Now, you can start it out with something called Knee Deep by Zach Brown and Jimmy Buffett.
Sure, sure.
Garth Brooks is standing outside the fire, or Willie Nelson is on the road again.
Well, let's go Merle's buddy Willie.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY.